Ah, good evening, traveler. And welcome to the Penumbra. Take your seat, please. Take your seat. The junction lies ahead, so if you'll allow me just a moment. We are now passing through Newtown. Our next stop, Juno Steel and the Soul of the People.
Hyperion City. Some people say it's the most beautiful place in the galaxy. And as for the people who live there, a friend of mine used to talk about places like this. Shining cities. And back then, I didn't always believe in them, to tell you the truth. They seemed impossible. Just daydreams. And yet, here we are in Newtown. In the city that solves it all for you. The city where everyone has a conscience. Has a soul. So when a place like that comes around, it's precious. And that means it has to be protected. By any means necessary. My name's Juno Steel, and it's my job to protect this place because this is my home.
The only home anyone will ever need.
That's all I can remember about myself when I come to. I'm in an interrogation room feeling dizzy, spent. Someone knocked me out, but when I try to remember who or why, it doesn't work out too well.
And I ain't never seen anything like that before.
It should
have.
Like
you would have had people lining up.
Wirelessly. You can't, not again!
Any user. The assertion that the Thayer's ethical weight formula
is...
And those voices and all that time catching up with me feels like enough to tear my brain in two, but luckily, I'm more than just one brain.
Sensory overload detected. Stimulating centers of the brain responsible for calm. Relax. 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 A note for new users. Initial neurological integration of the Thea soul can take up to 3 hours. Until this time, thought commands may work inconsistently. If thought commands are not registered, please attempt a voice command. Now, repeat. Where the mind falters, the soul intercedes.
Where the mind falters, the soul intercedes.
Again.
Where the mind falters, the soul intercedes.
Very good, user Juno Steel. Do you trust the Thea soul? User Juno Steel, if a thought command is not registered...
Yes. Yes, I trust my soul.
Answer recorded. Thank you. Please listen to the following message on the proper use and many functions of your new soul.
Citizen of humanity, welcome to the Thea soul. We are so happy to have you in our fold. At present, you are likely feeling a bit addled, but do not fret. This will pass in time. Your treasured memories will return to you, and soon, life with the Thea soul will become second nature. While you are getting comfortable, allow me to reassure you of some common misconceptions. Your soul is not a mind control device. It seeks only to help you avoid behavior dangerous to you. And as a result, we can give you this guarantee. The Thea soul's top priorities are to ask your permission for every act it takes, and to do as much good as possible, of course.
No, hold on, stop.
Is there a problem, user Juno Steel?
I don't know. Something about that voice is... Whatever. Let's just save orientation for later. I'm handcuffed to a chair, I have no idea where the hell I am, and... Something bad's about to happen. I don't remember what, but something...
Scanning maps of Newtown against current position. You are in an interrogation room in the building you know as the former Old Town Police Department. It is currently the housing shell for the Thea Tower. Your memory may be incomplete while the Theosol analyzes it for potential danger. Do you trust the Theosol?
Obviously, just spit it out.
You have been locked in this room by an unknown non-user. This is your target. It is most good to escape and detain the target. Please proceed.
Target? What target?
Then I hear her. The Thea flicks a switch, and I know everything I need to. The target has her sights on the tower, wants to topple it and send us all scattering back to the Dark Ages, and I'm not gonna let that happen. So I call in my backup.
Request received. Analyzing composition of bindings. Stool bolted to ground. Ankles tied with Titan Silk brand model 6778 binding rope. Unbreakable without significant concentrated heat.
That's the one. Listen, when you get tied up as often as I do, you eventually learn to prepare. My prep was cheaper than most. Didn't cost any more than a spool of thread, the sleeve of my coat, and a 10-cred plasma blade box cutter. So I untie the threads of my sleeve and... Where the hell is my plasma cutter?
Would you like to continue scanning?
Sure. Yeah. While the Thea scans through the room, looking for my escape, I'm trying to put together what I know about the target. I feel like I know a lot, but it's hard to piece together. Like, it was all written on a pane of glass and dropped 10 stories. Shards that shatter underfoot while you search for them. Images that pierce the skin. But I try. And out of stubbornness or luck, I find something that makes sense. The target and I came here together.
Wow, Mr. Steele. This looks like just about the only building in Newtown that ain't had a makeover.
Makes sense that O'Flaherty would let an HCPD office rot. Probably liked watching it happen.
You sound like you kind of do too, boss.
Yeah, well, you got me there. What I don't get is why you'd leave the place standing. Raise it to the ground and plant a lawn over it or something. Lawn with a trap door down to wherever the hell we're supposed to find here. You're sure this is the place?
Those design docs you found in Ramsey... X...
Just pick one and go. It's not like he can hear you.
Those design docs you found in Ramsacko to Kennedy's briefcase made me think this is the place, boss.
Those things were useless. We blew 3 hours on them and still useless.
Maybe useless for you, Mr. Steele. And maybe useless for Mr. Mercury. And maybe useless for Mayor O'Flaherty, who's dead. And
is
maybe...
Is this going anywhere?
But they ain't useless to... Because they explain something very important. The souls need a computer to connect to in order to work. That's why all the Theobots know all the same stuff. Because they're all hooked up to the same big database on everything in Newtown. Like a big diary they all write in together. But it's in the sky and all around them always, which... Oh, that sounds so nice, Mr. Steele. I love them now. Hold on a minute! Let me get my killer instinct back. That's better. So, if I can get to that computer and blow it up, or fill it with lies or something like that, we should be able to stop all the bots at once. It explains everything.
Really? You didn't tell me that. You really think you figured out the whole Thea mess?
100%, Mr. Steele.
So taking down that central computer will destroy all those Thea bug chip things in Newtown? Free everybody like Mick all at once?
My 100% answer to that is... maybe.
100% maybe.
Would 200% maybe make you feel better? I mean, it should work, boss. There's no reason it wouldn't work, you know, because the ones I've seen so far are just pulling from a database, which I've seen a million times before, except... Well, except...
Mick. Mick took you way longer to hack into than any of the bots.
Yeah, and I ain't never seen anything like that before. It was like, I'd figure out how to get through one layer of security, and while I was working on the next one, the first one would change, grow back, you know, adapt. It was weird, Mr. Steele. Really weird.
Well, this computer sounds like a place to start anyway. And given that we only have 14 hours left, we've got to take whatever starting point we can get.
It's a good one, boss. We can do it. I know we can.
Of course he'd put this thing's brain or whatever in an old police office. Reuse the soil of corruption to plant the seeds of the future or something like that. No way it's just this building, though. There has to be a secret staircase or tunnel or something. one that goes straight underground. To hell.
What makes you say that, Mr. Steele?
I don't know. These things always seem to end in underground bunkers. More dramatic that way. And O'Flaherty definitely liked his drama. Big, loud elections and big, loud robots. Anyway, how are we supposed to find this computer?
Easy. Any computer connected to that database should be able to get us a map of this place. So all we gotta do is find one.
Find one. Right. But that doesn't seem weird to you? This is an office. These desks should all have monitors on them, or they should at least be tucked in a drawer or something, but nothing, not even a comms.
Got used for parts, maybe.
Parts for what?
I don't know, boss. I don't know. Oh, but wait a minute. This might work.
A Theabot beneath the desk. It looks destroyed. Why wouldn't it be fixed up? Ramses was going to let people in here while this place was just breaking down? Maybe I should listen to those design documents again. I still don't get what Ramses was after with this.
Put the chips on the people. Tell the chips to tell the people what to do. Don't seem so complex to me, boss. Anyway, I gotta hack into this busted-up bot now.
Yeah, go for it. It's the way the chips get on people that doesn't line up. Ramses convinced me that I wanted the eye. It even asked my permission before it did most of its work, so these weird, creepy, half-human, super cyborgs that attack you and attach the chip? That doesn't sound like him at all. No. Ramses would have worked the sales pitch. He would have had people lining up to get these things. Something's off.
But he lied to you, boss. Like, a whole lot.
I know, but...
So how are you supposed to figure out anything about a guy who lies that much, you know? Like, maybe he lied so much he forgot what he really thought. Hollowed himself out, you know?
Huh.
And then turned into a demon.
Well, that seems
a little... And then grew big wings. And then the whole kingdom was after him. Pew! Pew, pew, pew! And then he was like... But it was too late, because the ghost already got his brain. And then I'm not sure what happened next, because it was a very long movie and I fell asleep, Mr. Steele. And anyway, I don't think this is what we were talking about a minute ago, but it sounds like the main computer is upstairs, and this should turn on the elevator!
Upstairs? Well, so much for top-secret underground bunker. He's just a liar anyway. It doesn't matter if this feels like him. Just a liar.
That's right, boss. Now, we're gonna go and save the heck out of this day, or my name ain't...
Caution. The emotional danger avoidance protocol will require several more hours to become fully active. For your own safety, we advise that you avoid thinking about until that time. Thank you.
Don't have to tell me twice. Ah.
A solution to your incarceration has been found. Would you like to enact this solution?
I mean,
The answer is yes. Okay. Wrists are bound by Safe Cells brand Model A handcuffs. Medium wrist variant, first printing. Report found stating that Model A first printings were recalled due to faulty binding in link 5 of connector chain. Suggested course of action. First, pull chain while applying lateral torque to link 5. Second, untie ankle bindings. Third, capture target and commence soul installation.
Sounds easy. Turns out it is easy, too. The only thing between me and the target is a door. One much sturdier than the handcuffs I just shattered. I don't know if it's locked, but I can't afford to test it. If she hears the door rattle, she'll run. If she runs, the tower stays in danger. If the tower falls, well, there goes paradise. There goes everyone's good. So I make another request instead.
Request received. Augmenting reaction time. Accelerating heart rate. Calculating forces of impact against user Juno Steele's physical capacity.
Mr. Steele? Are you awake?
Now.
Striking door.
What the hell?
Error. Neural implant incomplete. More time is necessary before physical augmentation functions are fully operational.
Again. Hit it harder this time.
Caution. This request may lead to significant personal injury.
Doesn't matter. Do it.
Request received. Redistributing oxygen to primary muscles. Suppressing defensive reflexes.
God damn it, the target isn't here.
Alert. Alert. Significant injury sustained. Physical recovery functions not yet active. Please report to medical station.
It doesn't matter.
Assessment. User Juno Steele has incurred fractures of the humeral head, the rightmost region of the clavicle.
Broken shoulder, got it. Where's the target?
Command not recognized.
Fine, I guess I'll just have to figure this out on my own. The door out into the hallway hangs open, but something tells me the situation isn't as obvious as it looks. Something from my old life, investigating, hunting, capturing, all back in the days of crime. Well, let's give them one last hurrah. Soon after the new town gates open, there won't be any crime left to investigate. So, I gather the clues.
Request received. Enhanced memory storage has been activated. What would you like me to make note of?
Bad smell in the air. Smells like junk food.
Evidence of target's presence has been logged.
Looks like she got out of here in a hurry, too. A few chairs have been knocked over in a straight path to the door.
Evidence of property damage has been logged.
Disturbed dust in the shape of a footprint. Looks like a size 3 shoe.
Evidence of small foot.
Child size 3.
Evidence of incredibly small foot has been logged.
And if all that's true, this must be where she was sitting. No, that doesn't make any sense. There are crumbs on this table, a few crumbs leading to the door. But then they stop. What do you think of that, Thea?
Command not recognized.
Right, obviously. The bag. Where the hell is the junk food these crumbs came from? The crumbs don't trail out the door. She could have finished it in here, but then, where's the bag? Thea? The target's still here. There are only two places in that room she could have been hidden. Beneath a tarp-covered desk on the far left wall, or maybe behind a filing cabinet on my right. But a 50-50 shot at finding her wasn't good enough, and I knew it. While I was looking at one, she could escape out the door from the other, and 50-50 odds on the end of the world's a bet so stupid even I won't take it. Come on out. Don't make me get uglier than I already am. I could hear you typing, you know. Might count as assault with a deadly weapon in this district. You keep it up and this could get real bad for you real fast.
No signs of the target detected.
Fine. We'll have to go with plan B. Thea, give me some oomph.
Command received. Amplifying reaction time.
Now.
No, you let go of me. Let go, boss.
Target captured.
Applying Thea Soul.
I can fix this! Come on, Mr. Steele, I can fix it! I just need a little more time!
User Juno Steele. Error. No Thea Soul unit detected. Apply Thea Soul.
I don't have one!
Don't have a what? But
additional Thea Soul units can be found at the base of the tower. Directive. Bring the target to the tower.
Gotcha.
Mr. Steele, you're talking like a crazy person! Come on, boss, it's me! Your sidekick! Your secretary! Your old pal!
Caution! Caution! Do not think about... Do not think about...
But it doesn't feel like I have a choice. The target seems tied in with every part of my mind. Like, I can't walk two steps down memory lane without bumping into this person. Whoever the hell she is. And I know curiosity's dangerous, but when I remember something, just a hint from the time before my soul, I have to know more. It happened after I went up that elevator with her. Hours after.
You're gonna wear a hole in the floor if you keep going round in circles like that, boss.
Yeah, well, you're gonna wear a hole in your, you know, comms if you keep typing, like... God damn it, how long are they going to be out there? It's been 5 hours.
Probably not until they're done building whatever they're building in this place. At least we know what happened to the computers downstairs, though. Except why they didn't just get the pots from somewhere else. And what they're building with all those computer pots. So yeah, maybe it doesn't really answer very much at all about the computers downstairs. But It ain't like we got nothing to do, boss, because
I'm not playing that game on your comms.
Okay, well, instead, we
Or any other game.
It ain't a game, Mr. Steele. It's something important. Wait, never mind. That was a lie. But this thing I just found does seem important. Whoa!
What? What is it?
Well, I was trying to see if I could hack into the main Thea computer from here, but I can't find it anywhere on the network. It must be working in some completely different data frequency from regular computers and comms and stuff.
I learned how to change the volume on my comms 2 days ago. All of that means less than nothing to me.
I just can't get at it unless we plug into it, okay? That or... I don't know, maybe... Oh!
Shh!
Do you think they're onto us, boss? Because I just keep thinking if they find us...
I know.
And if they got me or you with one of them souls...
Stop, that's not gonna happen. They probably just dropped something.
Are you sure?
Of course I'm not sure. Those zombies don't talk to each other. They don't even... look at each other. They just move like they always know what every one of them is doing, like ants, or like they're all just fingers on one giant hand or something. I'm sorry, I'm just really tense right now.
It's okay, Mr. Steele. Me too.
You said you found something?
Look over here. Seems like they're still working on transferring all the reports on the Thea's research and construction from their old service and into whatever weird computer the Thea operating system lives in now. There, got it. A whole lot of them, it looks like. I'll just pick one.
Project report for North Star's top secret R&D team, codenamed the Thea Soul. The central design struggle with the Thea project has always been processing power versus price point. In order for the soul
to run its calculations, it requires ultra-computer levels of processing speed, which would make it prohibitively expensive to mass-produce. Price of manufacture is the primary reason why several other Thea projects, such as the Thea's Sonar, Stride, and Spectrum, have been temporarily discontinued. Even so, the power has to come from somewhere. Report by Carl Leffinger.
Boss?
Yeah, what?
You okay? You look real sad all of a sudden.
I'm fine, I guess. This is just the only thing we've seen in this hellhole that actually feels like Ramsay's, even if he didn't write it. All right, next report. Let's go. Director O'Flaherty later gave the
green light to applying some user brain power toward the soul's ethical calculations, provided that, quote, the amount of power used is no greater than the additional power unlocked by the amplifying functions of the Thea soul were found to work with modifications. Using a sufficient number of interconnected the Thea OS has been installed enough times on a single planet. It should have the power to wirelessly uplink with any user on that planet.
Some development team members have raised concerns about the scheduled release of the Thea soul. Chief among them was the assertion that the Thea's ethical weight formulae have not been tested in a community, only on individuals. A request was made to delay release of the project for another 2 years for further testing. However, this request was denied by popular vote within the development team. Report by the undersigned. Moira Hashemi, Alice Hepburn, Ramses O'Flaherty, Carl...
Wow,
Leffinger,
boss.
Stone
Those
McNeil,
names just keep Maxine on going, Lutheran, don't they?
They sure do.
That's a lot of people willing to put untested tech into people's brains.
Ramses probably thought the suffering had to end as quickly as possible. Delay guarantees more time for homeless citizens and continued crime. If we act now, a bad outcome is possible, but not definite. Well, if none of it seemed like Ramsay's before, it sure does now. Good intentions, unfinished, given without permission. I bet he never expected something like Mick could happen. Theabots jumping you to make more Theabots, and now it's spreading, it's winning.
No, it ain't, Mr. Steele.
How the hell can you still think that? Look at this list of names. Look at all of the people who co-signed this nightmare when the galaxy's full of people like that.
But it's also full of people like us, boss. You know that. It sounds like they moved on to constructing another part of the base, Mr. Steele. Should we go?
Yeah. Yeah, I think you're right. Thanks.
Emotional danger avoidance protocol is fully initialized. providing relief. With the Thea soul fully operational, emotional disturbances like the one you've just experienced will not happen again. Thank you for your patience.
Let go of me, big dumb robo-boss! Let go of me!
What the... Right, the target. You're coming with me.
No, I ain't!
Reinitializing pain blockers. Activating.
Damn. Where the hell did she go? It doesn't matter anyway. It's not like she's a threat anymore. Thea, show me the way to the tower.
Request received.
I only had a second to come up with a plan, but with the Thea's reaction time boosters, a second was all I needed. The target was so busy laying into me that she hadn't noticed I'd stolen her comms right out of her hand. Exactly the comms, in fact, that she'd been writing her code on to destroy the tower. Distract them, then steal what they most need when they're busy. A good move, an old move. One that I learned from... Taken care of, I make my way to the tower. My soul is really beginning to connect to me now. I can feel its warm roots bulging in my spine and my mind, and they're telling me exactly what I need to know.
Path to maximum good has been calculated. First, connect the target's unfinished virus to the tower. Then, all souls' processing power will be directed towards immunization. Then, viral attempts to destroy the tower will be useless. Do not pursue target. Good comes from the Thea Tower.
And then, finally, I'm there. The tower. And it's beautiful. Glowing monitors gaze out like eyes from every surface at every angle. Our cables bind comms receivers and computer parts and tablets and speakers and everything else it needs together, hugs them close to its many-sided body, and though its peak will always stay at the ceiling of this room, it's growing bigger every hour. Below us, the tower descends into a hole, and then a deep, warm cave where souled citizens climb upon it, add to it, expand it, and the way they climb is beautiful. Cooperation so complete that they don't need to look or speak to one another. And that feeling, that oneness, is home to me. But I can't help it. When I stand before the tower, I remember the first time I ever saw it.
What the hell is this thing?
A lifetime ago.
It must be where all the computer parts went, boss. I don't even know how that thing's standing up. It's just a bunch of bits and pieces tied together. And all those people crawling all over it like...
Termites. A big nest of goddamn termites, and it just keeps going down into that pit. Alright. They don't talk, so we can't either. Just make sure they see that dead soul I put on you. Camouflage should buy us a minute or two.
Okay, boss.
With the Thea's help, I brush those threads away. It's easy now. It's all so easy. And the secret to being good is so clear here in the tower's shadow. Goodness is the only purpose. I have little potential for good. Therefore, I am worth little. The tower has great potential. Therefore, it is great. The tower doesn't think because it doesn't have to. Just a lot of addition and subtraction until only one answer is possible. Turns out, good is easy. I know this to be true, and yet, as I draw closer, as I begin to stare down that yawning pit at all the people down below, grasping the tower, working with the grace of one many-limbed body, I feel afraid. Not of them, for them. Something feels off. But I can't remember.
Mr. Steele, look out! They're gonna get you!
Just keep running, go! Go!
Caution, this memory has been blocked for irrelevance. Attach the virus now. Attach the virus now. Maximize good, user Juno Steele.
So I listen. I approach. I place a hand against one of the tower's many glowing faces, and I feel the heat and thrum of all those souls, all that good swirling beneath this smooth plastic skin. So I take the comms in my hand, the vaccine that will protect us forever. and I add it to the tower.
Virus locked. Partitioning virus for safety. Studying the threat. Studying. Partitioning. Threat detected.
What? No. No! Get up here! Something's wrong! Something's... Those alarms... They're horrible. But they're nothing compared to what I hear next.
What's happening?
Get it off!
One by one, people are losing their souls. As the target's virus spreads, they're just shedding them, letting them drop to the ground, giving up on good once and for all. I feel Athea's calculations sprint in the outside corners of my mind. If I go fast enough, I might be able to stop the soulless from running, break their legs so they can't get away. Maybe it'll all be better once we get them chipped again. But the tower, it's falling, and so am I.
Error. Systems are beginning to fail. Emotional danger avoidance protocol has been deactivated. If no preventative action is taken, other functions will cease. Error. Error.
And I feel every emotion that Thea was trying to protect me from all at once. It hits me so hard, it makes me weak. And as I'm on my knees, in front of my tower, I remember.
Lock it, Mr. Steele, lock it!
God damn, they're quick. I think I might have used up all the juice in my blaster, too.
Ain't that like 3,000 shots in one of those battery cots?
Exactly. Yep. Dead.
What are we gonna do, Mr. Steele?
I don't know.
Because I'm really scared, boss, and we can't wait here too long.
I don't know.
And they were so fast and so strong, and I swear any second now one of those chipped up monsters is gonna come flying right through that door.
God damn it, I said I don't know. Maybe it's hopeless. We keep talking about this like we have to act before it's too late, before those chips start to spread across the city, then the galaxy. But maybe it's already too late. Maybe it was too late from the second I agreed to meet the old man in that park, or when I helped him get away with what he did to my mother, or before that. Maybe it's too late.
It ain't too late, boss.
What the hell do we do? You have a plan? Because I'll take anything at this point.
No! But
all I know is we were in that room with that big nightmare hive to hell for 2 seconds before they spotted us, every single one of them. And they came this close to catching us, this close, so there's no way we're getting near enough to the goddamn thing to touch
it. Mr. Steele.
What?
Can you please shut up now? Because you keep saying I'm in charge and I should think of something, but then you just sort of yell and cry a lot when I'm supposed to, you know, think.
Yeah, you're right. Sorry.
So, we gotta get up to that thing, but we got all those things in the way of that thing. So it's an impossible thing to do. But impossible's easy, obviously. Like in Marionette Mercenaries from the Planet Puppetron.
You just made that up. There's no way that's
maybe
a real...
Maybe. I don't know. Don't interrupt me. Now, come on. Who's the hero in that one? That's right. It's the plucky secretary who always saves the day. And in that one, the incredibly beautiful secretary has to get to the center of Planet Puppetron, where the hands that pull all the strings live. Only nobody can get to the hands unless they got strings on them. And the hands can always tell when strings are real. So if nobody can get close unless they have strings, that means...
That means what? What does it mean?
Nothing! What does what mean? I don't know what you're talking about. What does anything mean, you know?
Please.
It's not a good plan, Mr. Steele. I'll think up another one.
You wouldn't be this upset if there was another plan to think of. If you're that nervous, it must be our only option. So, what's the plan?
I can't tell you.
Come on.
No, really, boss. If I tell you, the plan won't work.
Won't work? What the hell does that mean? Oh.
No. There's gotta be some other way, Mr. Steele. Maybe I can...
That won't work. You want me to figure out a way to stop that thing? You have to be out here.
No, nuh-uh! You do this too much, Mr. Steele. As soon as things get hard, you try to take it all onto yourself, because you don't care if you get hurt. And one day, it's going to kill you or worse, and then what's going to happen to everyone else? Everyone who cares about you.
You can't just throw yourself away, boss. You can't.
I know. And you're right, I used to do all that because I didn't care. Used to. But I'm not the same lady I was a year ago, and I'm not going to throw myself into traffic for a quarter shot at doing good. Because as much as I hate to admit it, I'm better alive than dead. Which I have mixed feelings about, but I guess that's my fault, so here we are. I don't want to do this, but we're running out of time. We only have 5 hours until those gates open, and then it really is too late. I hate this. And we don't have a choice.
But you already had one of those things, and you did so much to get rid of it, and it was awful, and you can't not again.
Sure. And I'm really scared, but one thing is very different now. This time, the plucky secretary is the hero. And I really believe she's going to save the day.
I'll try, Mr. Steele, but I can't promise or...
That's not what I meant. I'm not ordering you to win. I'm just telling you that I believe you'll do it. And that's the only reason I'm going through with this, okay?
Okay, boss.
But you do still kind of have to win.
I know, Mr. Steele.
Or else everyone in this city is...
I said I know, Mrs. Deal, so stop stressing me out already.
Interrogation rooms like this one have pretty solid locks. It should be able to hold me back, but you'll have to be careful. I'll find a few things you can use to tie me up, and then I'll have my very own soul. In the meantime, I'll try not to think too hard about what you plan to do with it. But I'll make it through. I really believe that. Because... I really believe in you, Rita. 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 Rita.
No.
No, goddammit, we are not beaten. We're not.
Hey, Detective Robot! Yeah, you! The one looking all around himself right now. What are you, so, dumb that you don't even know what an intercom is?
Show yourself, Target Rita.
I don't think so. I think you're gonna lose. You already lost. So you better give up, because, well, I guess it doesn't matter, since you lost. But you should give up anyway, boss. I mean, Thea, bad lady.
Just running some calculations. Calculations complete. Net good of save the tower and bring peace to every human in the galaxy outweighs net evil of killing every person in this room one by one until you reveal yourself.
You can't!
Actually, I can. Your virus didn't take all of us down. I'm still here. I'm patient. And the longer you stay hidden, the more people get hurt and the more pain is on your head. What?
So if you want to do all that good you keep yammering about, it sounds like you better start running. I'll wait for you in the chief's office. Nah.
And then for the first time since my soul was installed, I feel paralyzed. So much of life for so long was built up of not knowing what came next. Making plans and breaking them, coming to conclusions and questioning them over and over and over again until you couldn't even do anything but stand still and agonize over whether you're a good person. And in this moment, I feel that all over again. Uncertainty, my soul screams that I have to do something, but for once it won't tell me what. There's just so much I don't know. So I start with what I do know. I don't have time to wait. I have to find her. Oh, and this is gonna hurt. I know that too.
Request received. Diverting remaining processing power from pain-numbing functions.
I know I'm going to catch this target, Rita. And I know I'm going to make her one of us very, very soon.
Directing power to muscular strength coordination. Blood flow in the quadriceps, calves, hamstrings.
Just get the target, now.
Activating.
If you've enjoyed this tale, please consider donating to the Penumbra on Patreon. Our artists work tirelessly to bring you these stories, and if you have the means, we hope you will support our efforts. Every dollar helps. You can find that page at patreon.com/thepenumbrapodcast. If you support us on Patreon at the $10 level or higher, you'll receive access to commentary tracks like this one from co-creators Sophie Kaner and Kevin Vibert.
For once, he's actually like not having that bad a time. Like, he's just making it a bad time for somebody else, and that right. was a little bit of a relief, I think.
Right. And that said, he sounds more like he did towards the beginning of season one.
Yeah.
Honestly.
Yeah, because like it's been such a journey for Juno to allow himself to be softer, mm-hmm. I think. And he was much harder at the beginning of...
You can also support The Penumbra by liking us on Facebook, following us on Twitter at The Penumbra Pod, following us on Tumblr at The Penumbra Podcast, telling your friends about us, telling your friends to tell their friends about us, and especially by rating and reviewing our podcast on iTunes. Every rating, comment, and kind word spreads our stories further and inspires us to keep creating more and better tales to come. We would like to give special thanks to all who support us on Patreon, but especially to Minchowski, Isabel Jackson, Aurora Sear, Ota Arcana, Christine, Rowan Collins, Garrett M., Jay Yanazelli, Karen ZH., Fiona Parker, Reagan, Kim Zeigen, and Jamie Gunter for their incredibly generous contributions per episode. Thank you. Did you know that the Penumbra has merchandise for sale? It's true. The Penumbra has partnered with DFTBA to bring you the posters, shirts, and pins your heart desires. Just go to DFTBA.com and search for the Penumbra Podcast. This tale, Juno Steele and the Soul of the People, was told by the following people. Joshua Elon as Juno Steele, Kate Jones as Rita, Sophie Kaner as the Thea Operating System, and Matthew Zanzinger as Ramses O'Flaherty. This episode also featured the song Big Beast from Two Mellow's album Memories of Tokyoto. If you'd like to hear more of Two Mellow's music, you can find him at twomellowmakes.bandcamp.com. That's the number 2, MELLOMAKES.bandcamp.com. The Penumbra is created and produced by Sophie Kaner and Kevin Vibert. If you wish to know more about our ever-expanding, infinitely creative team of artists, musicians, editors, designers, and managers, you can read about them in the show notes of this episode. I'm afraid this is the end of the line for today, dear traveler. We hope you will ride with the Penumbra again soon.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.